Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 37. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land, and delight themselves in abundant peace. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine, they have abundance. But the wicked will perish. The enemies of the Lord are like the glory of the pastures. They vanish. Like smoke, they vanish away. The wicked borrows, but does not pay back. But the righteous is generous and gives. For those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land. But those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. He is ever lending generously, and his children become a blessing. Turn away from evil and do good, so shall you dwell forever. For the Lord loves justice, he will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell upon it forever. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. The wicked watches for the righteous and seeks to put him to death. The Lord will not abandon him to his power, or let him be condemned when he is brought to trial. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree. But he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Though I sought him, he could not be found. Mark the blameless, and behold the upright, for there is a future for the man of peace. But transgressors shall be altogether destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in Him. This psalm makes me think of my childhood, of my parents, my Sunday school teachers, my youth group leaders, and my pastors. It's like a list of rules being posted to define for me good behavior, to straighten me out, and warn me what will happen if I don't heed these rules. And somewhat more unsettling is the fact that I've already broken all of the rules listed. Do I fret over the acts of evildoers? Yes. Just yesterday, in fact, I read an article about a group of peaceful Christian men and women protesters being attacked by a group of anti-Christian men and women who surrounded them to hurl insults as well as handfuls of human waste at them. And it was the Christians whom the police ordered to go home. And I fretted. Am I envious of wrongdoers? Yes, I recently saw where an acquaintance received a promotion and pay raise, even though she had admitted that her work to earn it was not her own, and I envied her monetary bonus, though not her tactics. And I certainly can't say that I always trust in the Lord, when all too often I am trying to make my own plans, solve my own problems, secure my own safety based on my own foolish worries, rather than praying that God will guide my ways. Kind of like the statements in computer programming that are written, "If this comes up, then that will happen," these words from our psalmist today imply action. However, not action on our part, what we do or don't do, but about God's action in our lives and how we behave, knowing that God is our Lord and does all things for us. It is a psalm written to comfort us as we struggle with the seemingly unfairness of the world, when the unbelievers or wicked people of our world seem to get all the good stuff in life, good jobs, fancy cars, nice clothing, happy families, and good health, even when they acquire those things by being deceitful and unkind. We struggle with these things because in our naturally sinful state, we think we deserve the good things in life because of how well we try to live according to God's rules, because we think we are such good Christians. Knowing that God does indeed promise to give us the desires of our hearts, we are tempted to look at prayers as wish lists of worldly goods that we think we need to be happy. Fortunately for us, God knows better what we need. Much, much better. He knows our needs, and He is the one who will provide for all of those needs. God knows that we fret, worry, and covet what wrongdoers have. He tells us to trust in the Lord and do good. This is not us doing the work of trusting. Rather, it is leaving our worries, fears, and envious thoughts in God's hand, believing that He is the one who will act and provide for us. God will deal with the wrongdoers, for the Lord loves justice, and the evil ones will be cut off. By trusting in the Lord, we will see what God does for us. Don't we trust our teachers to teach correct and helpful lessons? Trust our tried and true hairstylist to give us a haircut that will look good on us? Trust our bankers with our hard-earned money? Don't we trust that our family will still love us, even when we mess up? Then how much more can we trust our living, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving God to give us the very things we need? Well, we aren't perfect, and we need reminders. We need God's Word to guide and comfort us. We need to be reminded by the Word time and time again to trust in God while we are dwelling in this land and befriend faithfulness, that is, do what we know is right according to God's commandments. We need this list of rules to help us stay focused on God while we deal with the unfairness of wicked people prospering around us every day of our lives. They seem to have so much, while we seem to have so little. Being angry about it will only lead to more evil. Instead, we fret not. We wait for the Lord and keep His way. We trust that the Lord will deliver us. I love the verse where the psalmist writes, "Delight yourself in the Lord." Can you imagine how you would do that if no one was looking? So deep down happy that Jesus loves us, sinners that we are, unspeakably relieved that He forgives our ugly thoughts and deeds, immensely thrilled that we have life in heaven with Christ to look forward to. Unabashedly giddy, joyful, and jubilant, we might just jump for joy, sing His praises out loud. Sometimes we worry so much about embarrassing ourselves that we shove the pure love of Christ into some dark chamber of our being, afraid to let others know how we feel about our God. Delighting in God and in His Word allows us to take to heart what the Bible tells us about Christ, that when we delight in Him, we can know for sure He will give us the desires of our hearts. After all, when we delight in the Lord, that is the desire of our hearts, and it's a huge blessing. It's amazing. When we are still before the Lord and patiently wait for Him to show us the way to true joy, that is when we can let go of our fretting about what evildoers are gaining in the world. Being still before God doesn't mean we are vacant, but that we are reading and pondering the Word of God. We need to be still so that we can watch how God acts, granting us all the patience we need to continue to love our neighbors, relieving our fears so that we live purposefully and productively, empowering us to refrain from anger and wrath when we admit that justice is God's job, and calming our souls when we are faced with illness, pain, or death. Yes, all the action is God's. The wicked have always plotted against the righteous. They draw the sword and bend their bows to bring down the poor and needy. The wicked borrow and do not pay back. The wicked watch for the righteous and seek to put him to death. But the Lord loves justice. He will not forsake his saints. Though the wicked spend their days plotting, deceiving, and gnashing their teeth at us, the righteous will seek, and always find, comfort and peace and abundance in Christ. Because of Jesus' death on the cross to pay for your sins and mine, we will be counted as blameless before God on our last day. We don't have to fret over the earthly riches of the wicked, even when we have little, because their earthly riches will soon be gone and count for nothing. I know it's difficult to see evil people prosper. It's hard to see wicked people who reject Christ store up riches on earth. But those are not the riches we seek. We seek after the one, Jesus Christ, who created us, forgives us, redeems us, and loves us now and forever. We who delight in the Lord and in his ways are blessed by a just God who will, even when we stumble and fall into the pit of sin and sorrow, uphold us so that we are not stuck in that sin, but preserved forever as a saved child of God. And as a child of God, it is good to be taught how to live as one. Fret not. Trust in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. The Lord will act mightily in your life with righteousness, life, and abundant peace. The unbelievers are destroyed and cut off from God forever. But the living Lord grants to the righteous refuge now and eternal salvation forever. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being our refuge and strength. Guide us to always seek to do your will and delight in you, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.